Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're live on the air on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Happy Valentine's Day 2018. It is noon Eastern, and it's Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. We want to let you know that all of our shows are broadcast live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, which is a service of the award-winning CUTV News. We're coming to you from our broadcast center. And we wanted to also let you know that all of our shows are archived, meaning that you can hear any of our broadcasts again and again. You can share the links with family, friends, and colleagues as well. And you can do that through our websites at cutvnews.com. A lot of our guests like to put the link to the shows on their websites and their social media. We also put it on our social media as well. And it's also on iTunes and on Stitcher. So multiple platforms where you can hear all of the guests and all of the exclusive interviews we do with the tremendous folks we have an opportunity to interview from around the world who are doing amazing things to make our world a better place. And somebody that's doing just that is our next guest, who we are very excited to welcome to the show, Dr. Jennifer Wilkinson, founder of Balance Your Body. Dr. Wilkinson is a chiropractor by trade, as well as an emotion code practitioner with body code certification. She says that, you know, we're constantly trying to create balance between our work life, our personal life, our family and friends. But if you don't have your health, then you really don't have anything. She helps people figure out what's going on with themselves unconsciously so they may consciously fix it. And according to Dr. Wilkinson, our subconscious mind is ultimately what is in control. It is the motherboard. Through muscle testing, Dr. Wilkinson will ask your subconscious to identify the source of your symptoms, which may be physical, but could also be emotional in nature. It's about being able to address a patient's problem from multiple angles. Through muscle testing, they can actually really listen to what the patient's whole body is communicating. So you can create a recipe for that person to achieve the results they want for themselves. Foremost among the emotional causes of issues, says Dr. Wilkinson, is the heart wall, an energetic, unconscious wall that we build to protect ourselves. When you remove that wall, it improves the communication between your heart and the hearts of others. And if there's any kind of positive change, headed right in the right direction, whether it's something super small or a huge life-changing moment, you want to keep trucking in that direction. And she's going to give you the information that you need to get better and going to trust you that you're giving her full disclosure of what's going on with you. See, it is a two-way street, and trust has to be built. And when that happens, amazing things occur. And this is what Dr. Wilkinson is so effective at and so successful at, really getting literally to the core. And, you know, when you can have that balance and that good, clear communication, then you can really figure out what's going on and go from there. She says that she's most proud of the inspiration that she can provide to others and does every day to live the life they want to live. Very empowering individual, and it's our honor and pleasure to welcome Dr. Jennifer Wilkinson of Balance Your Body, which is in Mansfield, Texas, to CUTV News Radio today. Dr. Wilkinson, thank you very much for joining us here live on air on CUTV News Radio. A pleasure to have you with us, and we welcome you to the show today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be on.
You obviously love your work, don't you? You're very passionate about it, and having the opportunity to inspire and motivate and encourage and empower others, there's nothing like it, is there?
No, there's not. It really fills me up, keeps me going, and I love it. I mean, it's what I wake up for. It's what I dream about at night. I love to see progress, my own progress and other people's progress as well.
And it's really cool when that happens. I feel the same way about my work, so I understand where you're coming from with that, because when we're fed, we're able to feed others. So when we, you know, you obviously understand the human condition and human connection. So as you are assisting and empowering and encouraging others, your soul is being fed, which gives you the stamina, the energy, the determination, the passion, and the desire to want to keep doing this and loving it as you're doing it. So it's not even like a job. It's not.
Just
a reflection of who you are, right?
Correct. And I want other people to find what they love and feel good about themselves and what they're doing too. So if we can clear up all that negative energy in there, let's do it. And so you can continue living the life you were meant to live.
And I love when I mentioned the introduction about that heart wall, that is so true. That does build up that protective shell. And I'm somebody like you who does like to get beyond that, because you realize once you get beyond that, there is so much in there that sometimes is blocked or just shut down. And I know emotion code, things of that nature, can really help open that up, bring it out, and almost like a rebirth in a way sometimes, because of years of people blocking and protecting the heart, because maybe they were wounded or they feel vulnerable or their self-esteem is low or things that have happened.
Right.
This is really cool stuff and really fascinating. Let's talk about, well, for you, what inspired you to have this real desire and passion, Dr. Wilkinson, to want to empower and inspire others? Was it early on in your life when you realized this was your calling and your mission and what you had to do in life?
I don't know if it necessarily happened when I was younger. I saw some family members pass away from cancer and other health ailments, and I knew I did not want that for myself. And initially becoming a chiropractor, that I was a swimmer and I hurt myself, and I thought that I wasn't going to be able to walk anymore. And then I saw a chiropractor, they helped me walk again. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But then after doing a chiropractic and being mobile again, there was still this huge a part of me that still needed to be addressed. And I had other patients come to me, and they showed me this other work that was being done, and it really sparked an interest for me too. And with that spark, I wanted to be able, with that lighted in me, I wanted to be able to light that in others. And so finding all these different techniques to really address different components of people, the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual part, then we can really get some exponential great results for people.
So you created Balance Your Body. I love that. I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance and harmony anyway. So it's
me
perfect.
Me too.
See? So that, no wonder why you're craving balance and
yeah.
want to offer balance to others. It comes to you naturally. It's an automatic, and you need to do this work. As I do on the air and behind the scenes, I always look for the balance in life in every situation. I'm a great referee, two extremes together, and balance it out. You do that every day with Balance Your Body. Let's talk about Balance Your Body and what it is that you offer and what you do.
Okay, I offer a few services. The main service that I offer is the distance healing. So just like you and I are on the phone conversating, I can connect with your energy, and then we can still release that energy while we're on the phone together. And that's one service. Another service would be to a house call. I could come to your house, and we could do all the energy work as long and the physical stuff, but do instrument adjusting. I use acupuncture. I use magnets, essential oils, whatever comes up that I know about and you test for it, then we will do that service for you. And whatever order that is. Some people need it in a different order. You may have a heart wall, but it may not. Your heart wall may not be ready to be released. We may have to remove some other stuff first before we even get to the heart wall.
That's a good way to look at it, too. I like that, because sometimes we think that we can just crack that wall and then whoosh, all this magic happens and all these wonderful things come falling out. But sometimes there's other threads and other things that are causing sort of the quote-unquote blockage. So the world of alternative medicine, which has great, great value, and I'm a true believer that even Western medicine is understanding that and trying to incorporate elements of it. It's taking time, but it's slowly but surely there are factions of society that are realizing, hey, there's some really cool things in alternative medicine. What inspired you to go specifically into alternative medicine? Did you experience it yourself, and then maybe it helped you with something, and then you said, wow, gee, this is great. I want to help others.
Yes, I had... going into the chiropractor, I literally crawled into the chiropractor and I got adjusted and I walked out. So I was very amazed with that. And then using the muscle testing, I was able to really get down to the nitty gritty and find out what I needed. And being able to find that, then I had the answers that I was searching for, and my intuition was already there, but just the muscle testing confirmed it for me. And so with that avenue of having the muscle testing, then I was able to go out and search for like the emotional component of helping my relationships, helping me communicate deep on a deeper level, and me not becoming frustrated and really understanding like people have their own models of the world and I need to respect those models, and I can come in and help maybe clean up their model a little bit so they have a different perception or a better perception of what is going on in their own lives.
And that's what really is the key component to it all. Now, the emotion code was created by a chiropractor, which I don't know, a lot of people might even realize that. Tell us about that, but also define for our audience what the emotion code is, in case maybe they've heard it a little bit sort of bantied about in conversation, but they're really not sure what the emotion code, I'm very familiar with it, but maybe they're not as familiar coming from an expert like yourself as how you define the emotion code and the benefits of it.
Sure. The emotion code is a way to address the emotional component that we express, that we feel. And sometimes these emotions are not even our emotions that we're feeling. We can absorb other people's emotions. We can inherit other people's emotions from our family line also. And sometimes we may be feeling really angry or upset and not really understand why, but we're carrying this vibration with us all the time. And when we identify that vibration comes to the surface of the body. And then what we do is we use a magnet, or you don't necessarily have to use a magnet, and then the acupuncture meridians as well. And we use the governing meridian to then input the information that the body needs to neutralize the negative information or the negative emotions, in this case, for the emotion code. And so by neutralizing those emotions or those negative frequencies, the healthy frequencies can then vibrate on a faster, better level, therefore creating a better healing environment for yourself to regenerate and create a normal function within the body.
So is it something, you know, obviously you want to keep pursuing going deeper into this type of this approach to medicine, right? Is it something that is just
correct,
constant pursuit for you?
Yes, constantly. Right now, the most recent thing that I did was the neuro-linguistic programming course, and really diving more into the communication aspects and the reprogramming aspects of that as well, which has been very beneficial for me. And now I want to incorporate more of that into my practice as well.
That's tremendous. So what are the benefits to the client for you to have all these different tools sort of in your tool belt?
The benefit for the client is that we can address so many different, and it's not just, you're not just coming in for your back pain. You know, maybe there's a whole different thing causing your back pain. You know, maybe it was trauma from a childhood that we need to discuss the trauma and really figure out what we need to release so we can neutralize that trauma and you can move forward with that. And having, it's important to me to have a relationship with the client and to know that I am on your side and I'm going to do whatever I can to help you feel better. I want to be like your health advocate, if you will.
Absolutely. That's right. And health obviously goes beyond the physical. Sometimes when we think of health, we're always thinking about flattening the belly, toning up.
Correct.
The outer appearance, very important.
Yes.
You know, overall medical health. But there are spiritual and emotional components that sometimes,
correct,
not most of the time, override and can actually contribute to the improvement or decline in that physical health. Tell us about the importance of those spiritual and emotional components and problems and issues that can be really powerful and override everything else.
Right, yes. So if we have a really strong emotional component, I like to use the example of anger. So if you're experiencing a lot of anger or bitterness, you know, a lot of this stuff can come from the liver. And so if we can help remove that stuff and really fix the liver, then that person can start to detox, you know, and really get their gut back in line and have everything else come back in line as well.
That's very important, yeah. Everything being aligned. Yeah, we hear so much about alignment. When things are balanced, and again, that's, again, achieving balancing your body, when everything's aligned, then as things are evened out, everything operates just more uniformly and as designed, right? It's supposed to operate. When something is off kilter or out of line, it can offset everything else.
Correct. So if you're having a negative reoccurring thought, you know, then that reoccurring vibration is coming throughout the body as well. And it's interrupting the physical body as well as the spiritual body and the mental component. Because if you're over here telling yourself like you're unworthy of something or your job or a relationship, all these things, then you're not going to attract those and you're not going to have them, right? So we need to change that inner dialogue so you're sending out a more positive vibration and frequency so other people's spirits can pick up on that unconsciously and be attracted to you and not really know why they're really attracted to you, but they're really attracted to you.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. I understand completely. How do you think your background as a chiropractor, Dr. Wilkinson, enhances the actual treatment that you're able to provide your patients? I mean, they're actually working with you, right?
Yes. And so, and when we have the person, when I have the person right in front of me, then we can also do other physical modalities and test different areas of the body and really make sure that they're functioning how they're supposed to be functioning and doing other muscle testing throughout the body, testing maybe the lower body, maybe the pelvic area, and making sure the pelvis is really working how it's supposed to. And I can understand more of the disease components for some things, even though I don't really like to label someone like, okay, you have lupus, so, you know, we're going to treat you like a lupus patient. Well, maybe your symptoms for lupus may be different than another person who has lupus, so you might need a different treatment, even though you guys have the same diagnosis, if you will.
Right. Yeah, it's not one size fits all. It's not a cookie cutter approach. How do you determine then what's appropriate and what's needed? Which of the modalities is the actual appropriate one? Do you have to sort of do an assessment, like in the beginning when you connect with somebody for the first time, a new patient or client, is there sort of like an assessment to get an idea of where they're coming from, what their physical and mental state is, and a variety of different things to then determine what's appropriate?
Usually we do, I like to have a good conversation with them and find out exactly what their goals are, Like, what are they really looking for? What kind of progress do you need to see for you to know that you are getting better? And then kind of go from there. And then I'll do the testing on them too and figure out, you know, okay, do we need to start with emotion code? Do we need to start with body code? Do we need to do physical work? Do they need to drink some water? You know, do they need to get some more sleep? You know, like just even simple things like that to even begin. Maybe clean up their environment, you know, what's in your refrigerator, all that kind of good stuff too.
You know, it's so true. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that I was never really a big water drinker, and everybody would tell me that. You know, a doctor would say it, skincare specialists would say it. Jim, you're on TV, you need to take
Absolutely.
Care of skin. Your skin looks great, but the hydration. And I've been doing at least 64 ounces of water a day, if not more, and I'm noticing a difference inside and out, but specifically the inside in terms of energy and clarity and different things like that.
Huge.
Something as big
yes.
as hydrating. So there are
yeah.
things that are relatively easy that we can do to
yes.
enhance, even tweak things in a very positive way. Take me through this part. Sometimes it might be something that people toy with as far as trying to grasp. Maybe they have trouble grasping. You're actually speaking to the person's subconscious mind, aren't you?
Correct, yes. We are taking the conscious mind out of it. Because the conscious mind may tell you what they think is bothering them, but that may not be what's really bothering them on a deeper level. So So everybody has this ability where they can set their own needs aside and you can connect with another living being. It doesn't necessarily have to be a human. You can work on animals and stuff too. And so when you connect with that energy, this is a quantum physics healing model. This is not a Newton physics healing model. So with the quantum physics, what we think is going to happen is what we will see, is what will happen. And so our thought process is very, 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 very important for all of this. And the belief in building up that rapport between myself and the client or whomever the what energy worker is working is really important as well. So even if you don't really click with one energy healer, you can find another one that you can click with too.
That's really interesting when you really break it down like that. Absolutely. So then been doing this for about 6 years now. What's been the response on the part of the patients? What's some of the feedback you've been getting? I'm sure it's been really terrific.
Yes, and a lot of times people are surprised. And, you know, we'll be, okay, let's work on your headache for a little bit, and we'll do some work. And they're like, okay, well, how's your headache? And they'll be like, it's gone. Like, I don't even know what it feels like to not feel that way. You know, and then they're surprised. And I really love that surprise when, like, no, you really can heal this quickly. It's that simple. It's great.
Yeah, that's tremendous, huh? When you think about it, that really is, that's cool stuff. So tell us about maybe some of the success stories, some folks that you've had an opportunity to really impact positively who've given you such great feedback.
Sure. One of my favorite stories is the mom with who she has five kids and her youngest one had the second to youngest one had autism, and she had done a lot of work with him on her own. You know, she had done some school with occupational therapy and things like that. But then she asked me if I could work on him, and he had a heart wall. And so we removed the heart wall, and he had a couple other toxicities and stuff going on, and we removed those. And she said within, like, the next couple of days, like, he was being very affectionate with her. He was loving on her, kissing on her, telling her how much he cared about her and, like, being really loving to all his brothers and sisters. He was able to touch. He wasn't very physical before and, like, showing his affection. And now he was showing his affection for his family, which was very exciting and very warming to me, too. And I had another patient who she had this really bad rash all over her face, and it was down her body, and she had tried a lot of other things, and then we started doing this energy work on her with some other supplements and things like that that we gave her. All of the rash cleared up on her face, so she was able to go in public and, you know, feel comfortable in her own skin again and go back to work and do all these great things that she was held back from, this rash on her face.
Yeah, that's cool. That's amazing. Something is, you know, sort of innocent as that in a way. Wow. That's pretty tremendous. How about muscle testing? I've heard about that. Can you tell us about muscle testing that's done, I guess, you know, as part of this process too? What is it, and how do you incorporate that with the conscious mind?
Okay, so, well, to demonstrate it, because you can do muscle testing on yourself and you can do muscle testing on others. And muscle testing itself is a functional test. It's not a strength test. And so you can go through and test any muscle in the body and make sure that it's actually turning on, essentially. And so you're just looking for that, to make sure that the muscle locks within 2 seconds and 2 inches of movement. And so when you use the muscle testing, you can When you go back to the demonstration, you can have the person lay down, hold their arm up, and then I can come and touch their arm. And I will say, okay, let's say the patient's name is Michelle. And I'll say, okay, say your name is Michelle. So she'll say, my name is Michelle. And I'll test her arm and show her, when you say a true statement, your body stays strong. It holds strong. I cannot push your arm down right now. And then I'll have her say, okay, let's say your name is Bob. So then she says her name is Bob and her arm weakens, you know, it goes down. She cannot hold her arm up. So then that's the demonstration of having a positive true thought and then having a false negative thought. And so then you can really see, like, oh, wow, when I'm thinking positively and true statements, my body will be incongruent and it will hold strong. If I'm sitting here telling myself false things or lies or telling myself I'm unworthy and I don't deserve these things, then your body will be weak and your body will start to break down.
That's really interesting. Yeah. You don't realize that those things can actually happen in that way. We, you know, Western medicine is sometimes been sort of closed-minded, I guess, in the approach. It requires sort of more of that thinking outside the box, which you're definitely doing. Because we're whole people, and a physical ailment doesn't necessarily always, you know, have a physical reason, as we've been talking about. The spiritual and emotional components are so tied into, really, all of this. I want to get to the website that you have, which is a great starting point, a connecting point initially for people who might, because you can do some of this remotely as well, no matter where they live, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, anywhere in the world.
That's terrific. So wherever you're listening, folks, even though Dr. Jennifer Wilkinson is based in Texas and the United States, wherever you are, she can do some of this work for you, which is a great advantage, the advantage of technology. It is www.balanceyourbody, and that's .co, right? Not .com,
correct.
But .co? Okay, so it's balanceyourbody.co to connect with our very special guest, Dr. Jennifer Wilkinson. A great conversation with you today, Doctor. You'll be back next week as well, which we look forward to, so we'll be able to delve in deeper, people to relate to. But we really appreciate your joining us on the show today, and I look forward to part two with us here on CU TV News Radio next week. Thank you so very much for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day as
you
well.
Too. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome.
Have a good
I was going to say,
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Take care of yourself. All right.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Great guest, Dr. Jennifer Wilkinson of Balance Your Body. Don't forget her website, balanceyourbody.co. This is Jim Masters, your host. Thank you for joining us as well. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us here at CU TV News Radio. More great shows coming up here today, so stay tuned. But for now, thanks for joining us, and have it.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.